escalating the negotiations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Investigators say a thick fog shrouded the area when a small plane hit a power line and crashed in a San Diego neighborhood yesterday. Three of the six people on the aircraft confirmed dead. The crash set off a huge fire. It charred homes and vehicles, but no one on the ground was hurt. It is one of the tweaks that House lawmakers made to President Trump's spending and tax cut bill before approving it.
Under the updated version, any energy projects that begin producing electricity after 2028 will not be eligible for the climate-friendly credit. Projects also need to start construction within 60 days of the bill's enactment. However, a carve-out is added for nuclear power, which will only need to begin construction rather than begin producing electricity by the end of 2028 to receive the tax credit. Republicans have also stripped a controversial provision added during the amendment process that would have allowed the sale of certain public lands in Utah and Nevada. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are down 501 points. NASDAQ futures off 372. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. The Associated Jewish Federation of Baltimore is condemning the Wednesday night murders of two Israeli embassy staffers outside of the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. The association says it is heartbroken by the tragic loss and an unspeakable act of violence during a moment that was meant for gathering and connection. The organization mourns the lives of the young couple and the futures they should have had. The association says it stands in solidarity with Jewish communities worldwide, once again shaken by an unjust act of anti-Semitism. Baltimore police are increasing patrols around synagogues and Jewish community centers after the Wednesday night tragedy. In D.C., there are currently no known threats in the Baltimore area, and the proactive steps are being taken out of an abundance of caution to ensure the safety of residents. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Soggy Fenway turns to partly sunny Fenway today and tonight as the Birds and Red Sox play two. Cade Povich for Baltimore at 1:35 as the Birds try to build on Wednesday's 8-4 win over Milwaukee. Meanwhile, here's more from Orioles general manager Mike Elias on his concerns about the team moving forward.
I am worried about getting this team back on track right now. I'm very disappointed with where we are in the standings right now. I mean, this is a big surprise to all of us that we're in the spot that we're in. I think you look at the preseason media predictions and things like that, projections, and there's nobody that saw this to this degree.
And a sad note to report, the Orioles releasing a statement this morning that Jim Henneman, past president of the Baseball Writers Association of America and one of the great writers in Baltimore sports history, has passed away. Jim began his career at the News American before joining the Baltimore Sun. He's covered the Birds for 7 decades, was the longtime official scorer for Baltimore, and the Camden Yards press box bears his name and will carry on his legacy. The great Jim Henneman was 89 years old. Coming up in 30 minutes, it'll be a special weekend for the first family of Baltimore lacrosse. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
At 9:06, here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Finally, a dry day ahead of us with a mix of clouds and sun. Little breezy with winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour and definitely still cool with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear and chilly tonight as lows dip back into the upper 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Currently 58 degrees in Westminster, 59 in Easton, and 56 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday to all of you. I know many of you skipped out on work this morning, and I know this because it took me literally 20 minutes to get to work this morning. I went to Dunkin' Donuts, I went to Walgreens, got my honey roasted peanuts, I got some bottled water. I had all this free time, I didn't know what to do with it. You would think I would work a little bit harder on my show plan, but then that's not fun for me, okay? So I did, I went all over the place. Meanwhile, speaking of which, oh man, I left here yesterday, and I tell you guys this because I told you before, I was going to drive my car until I ran it into the ground, and I think I did just that yesterday. I'm very saddened by this. I really am. Times are tough for all of us, and I was so excited to not have a car payment and car completely paid off, and I was like, yeah, I'm just going to ride this bad boy until the wheels fall off. Well, here I was leaving the station yesterday, get on 695, and all of a sudden, all these lights start coming on, the engine light, Stabilitrack, whatever the hell that means. I was like, wait a minute, don't give up on me now. Don't give up. But you know what? I was able to turn off and get off an exit safely and call AAA. But yeah, I might now have to go and try to find a new car. So if you have the text line, please let me know. I haven't looked for a car in 10 years. That's how long I have that Buick. 10 years. That Enclave last me 263,000 miles. Is that not incredible? Ah, oh, what a good car. What a good car. Well, anyways, if you have any advice, right now I'm driving a rental and I know that I do not want a Corolla. I know that much. Nothing against the Corolla owners out there. I'm pretty sure you guys are great people. But it's just so small for me. You know, I like a big SUV. I'm a small person. Well, anyways, if you have any advice, please send it to the text line. If you don't already have the text line access, don't forget, you can go to the App Store, download the WCBM app. It is free, and you can text me right there through the app. But yeah, now I'm in the market for a new car. I don't even know where to start. I don't know where to start. All right, I did want to say happy Friday again to all of you. It is Memorial Day weekend. I know many of you have some great plans, I'm sure. Make sure you stay safe. Do not drink and drive. I try to say that every holiday season. Do not do it. Do not do it. Call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a friend. Just spend the night where you are. You know, it's never worth it. Never worth it. But hopefully, I did hear that they're expecting lots of people to hit the road this weekend. And I will say, I don't know what your gas prices look like where you live, but I was at the pump, I guess, what was that, 2 days ago? And it was at $2.95. It was still under $3. And I saw a headline somewhere that said that the gas prices are going to be even lower this Memorial Day weekend. So get out there and have fun. Of course, there's been some updates here on the tragic shooting outside of the Jewish Memorial, Museum in D.C. And you had two Israeli embassy staffers that were shot and killed in cold blood. The details are so awful. We are going to, you know, just kind of brush over it. But it's such a bad, if you haven't heard already, the domestic terrorist, the murderer, the SOB, shot off multiple rounds. And it's so sad and it's so heartbreaking when I learned that Sarah, the young woman that he shot, was actually crawling away from him and ended up sitting up before he continued to fire on her. And when you see all of these pictures all online and you see such a beautiful couple, very young, hardworking, ambitious. I mean, just think about all the things that they were already accomplishing so early in life. Yesterday, we talked about the post that Lee Zeldin, our EPA secretary, that he posted about Sarah. And, you know, when you put on top of that, the fact that they were killed because this, you know, and I hate the fact that they're calling him a political activist. I have to go, you know, past these headlines and scroll past it. He's not a political activist. He's a murderer. He's a domestic terrorist. But that also just tells you how some people are treating this situation, right? I mean, they were gunned down because this assailant thought that they were Jewish. That was why they were gunned down. I would be upset at the same thing. Somebody gunned down someone that they thought, oh, well, they're black. I'm going to take them out. They're Hispanic. I'm going to take them out. They're Asian. I'm going to take them out. You know, there's a whole, it's sad. It's pathetic. It's disgusting. And we did talk a little bit about this yesterday. You know, as soon as it happened, I'm scrolling through X, formerly known as Twitter, and I saw people saying, oh, this is a false flag. Like, what the hell are you talking about? And there's so many people that take this situation, and they're like, well, that's awful for the Jewish community. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with you. It has everything to do with all of us. It is 2025, for crying out loud. And so here we are. I will see that Judge Jeanine Pirro, I thought she did a fantastic job at the press conference yesterday. We did play that press conference yesterday morning with Mayor Bowser and the police chief. And I thought that they did a fantastic job as well. They look like they're very coordinated on this. They look like they're not backing down. And as I mentioned during the morning drive there with Bruce, it sounds to me like Judge Pirro, she's putting it out there. She says, look, we're not going to tolerate this. And we're going after the death penalty. Take a quick listen here to Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Keith Alexander, Washington Post. Were you seeking the death penalty? Can you talk a little bit about that? And also the night of May 20th, any idea where he stayed?
I think that we have an idea of that, but let me just say that, you know, the president and the attorney general have both indicated that, you know, in cases where the death penalty is warranted and seems appropriate, we will use it. It's far too early to say whether that is the case, but this is a death penalty eligible case.
And again, that was Judge Jeanine Pirro, and she's going to go for that death penalty, and I'm happy that she is. I'm pretty sure many of you are happy, and it is absolutely warranted. You know, people like that, and I know the families deserve justice. They deserve the day that they could face this this despicable assailant in court, but it's also one of those cases where you were thinking, man, I wish they would have wish they would have taken him out. You know, like, really, do we want to spend the money on the case and, you know, possibly giving him life if that's what he gets? Do we want to spend money on keeping the sucker alive? Not really. Not really. But I know this is, you know, due process. This is America. We've got a constitution. We all have rights. But it's just like, that's kind of how I feel about it. But, you know, facts are over my feelings on this. I did want to read this to you. The federal crime complaint against the Jewish Museum gunman is suspect. Elias Rodriguez describes that surveillance video showed of the shooting. Apparently, by the way, there were many witnesses out there, and we're going to get to one of those in just a second. Says Kansas woman Sarah Milgram tried hard to fight to survive. She was shot from behind and then again repeatedly when the gunman stood over her. She attempted to crawl away, but was shot again. In one final move, she attempted to sit up, but was shot several times more after the gunman reloaded. Milgram's boyfriend, Yaron, was declared dead at the scene while she was transported to a medical facility, where she was then declared dead. Sarah fought hard. I don't know if you guys saw the video of the cleanup. There were many reporters that were standing outside of the museum while the fire trucks were there. And many people were pointing out the fact that the fire trucks and the hoses that they used, and many people reporting that there was just a lot of blood at that scene. And so, yes, there were witnesses, and yes, this murderer had time to reload. And I'm sure in the coming weeks or coming days, we'll find out, you know, exactly, you know, how much time there was in between. I know many people are probably going to say, you know, people that were there should have did more. I don't think anybody knows what someone can do or what they will do, in that situation, unless you're in that situation. So I don't blame anybody that was there. Sometimes you're around heroes, right? Like Daniel Penny, that step in and immediately, you know, go after the individual. And sometimes you're not. And I don't think of anybody, you know, think of them any less if they sat there. I'm sure everybody was in shock. I'm sure everybody didn't even know really exactly what was going on. I mean, again, this was a very random, brazen attack. From what I saw, reports that I saw, the assailant didn't actually say anything. So, I mean, if you're standing there and you're not hearing an argument, right, there's no fight, there's no verbal confrontation, all of a sudden it's just, you know, gunfire. I mean, you would be very confused if you were there. If you guys want to text in or even call in about this, you can, 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. I am happy at the fact that they have beefed up security around synagogues all over the country, even here in the Baltimore region. I did hear, you know, some reporters asking many in the Jewish community here in the Baltimore region how they felt as far as for their safety. And I heard one woman say, you know, it's great that there's beefed up security and more of a police presence. But she said that that is not the solution, and she is still very upset. And obviously, you can imagine she's on high alert. And this is unfortunate. This is going to have a lasting effect. And I don't think it's, you know, it does anybody any favors when you do have people that are not condemning this either. Apparently, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, excuse me, we talked about yesterday how she was met with a reporter right after the Big Beautiful Bill vote. And that reporter said, hey, you know, we just learned that there were two young people that were gunned down here in D.C. Can we get a comment? Remember, she said, no, I actually just want to go about my day. Remember that? Well, apparently, there was another situation where she was approached by reporters. And this was hours after that initial reporter approached her. And so she had hours to think about what her response would be. And she still had no response. She still had no response. But these are the kind of people, like I said, Rashida Tlaib, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, there are some in there. We have members of Congress that are anti-American. We have members of Congress that are anti-Semite. Okay? I don't think our founding fathers could ever imagine that we would be here. And so when some people talk about, oh, I love legal migration, and, you know, legal migration is fine. But don't forget, this is why they shut down Ellis Island. You know, people have to assimilate when they get here. You don't just, you know, everybody rushes in and then all of a sudden, you know, you're living in, you know, areas where they now treat it like their own little country. No, this is a land of opportunity. We want to preserve what we have here. America is great. And so where someone like Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, where she can continue and repeatedly get elected in this district that which she lives in, the district looks like where she came from in Somalia. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Somalians. That's not what I'm saying. But individuals should be here assimilating. You came to America to live the American dream. Now you can live like every American, right? What do they say? What in Rome? All right. We'll talk more about this. We get back from break. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. It is Friday morning, and so we get to speak to our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management with the Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. Happy Friday. How are you?
Happy Friday. There's a lot going on this morning, so I'm interested to hear.
Morning. Yeah, lot going on this morning, lot going on in the world. And, you know, of course, we've got Memorial Day, right, the holiday weekend. So
yeah.
Before I give you kind of the morning wrap here this morning, this Friday morning, Kim, I just want to remind your listeners and investors that the stock market is, of course, closed on Monday in observance of the Memorial Day holiday. So we've got a shortened week next week, only 4 days. I guess I'll be joining you still 3 days next week, but instead of Monday, Kim, I'll join you and your listeners on Tuesday morning, okay?
All right, sounds good.
But as far as, you know, the overall markets here this morning, not looking so good, to be honest with you. So far, even before this morning's pre-market, we've kind of had a topsy-turvy week here, giving back some of the gains from the week prior. Major averages are, like I said, through yesterday's close in the red this week. S&P 500's down about 2% through yesterday's close, Kim. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which again is only 30 stocks, is on pace for a decline of about 1.9%. And the NASDAQ, which is, a heavily technology-based index, is tracking for about a 1.5% slide so far, week to date. So that doesn't include here this morning's activity. And right now, markets are jittery. As you know, yesterday, early Thursday, members of the House of Representatives, Kim, clearing President Donald Trump's sweeping tax bill. That's now going to the Senate. There's not so much concern there, but obviously there's a lot of chatter about that. So far, and this morning, we're also seeing the big news where President Donald Trump has now, again, getting back to this tariff talk. As I always say, things are either terrifying or they're terrific, Kim,
yeah.
With the way things go. But he's now hit or slapped a tariff on Apple, and that's really the big news right now. And Apple shares are declining in the pre-market. He posted on Truth Social that iPhones sold in the U.S. must be made in the U.S., and if they're not, we're looking at a tariff of at least 25%, which must be paid by Apple. So that's not obviously affecting Apple very well, and the markets are down based on, again, this tariff news. Tariff tensions, you know, were easing there for a while. Now they're back here front and center this morning. So we've had some de-escalation of the markets. Now the tariff talk's right back again. And thus far, Dow futures are down 567 points. I know that's not great. S&P 500 futures are off about 88 points. And NASDAQ futures, Kim, are down over 400 points. And again, that's primarily because of this big tariff news here this morning on Apple. There are no notable earnings releases scheduled here for today. So we'll have to see how things play out, but not looking so good here for the end of this week, heading into the holiday weekend, Kim. We'll have to see. I want to wish you and your listeners a happy Memorial Day holiday weekend, and I'll talk to you on Tuesday morning.
You too. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Kim.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly everything seems darker, less lively, and you lose your motivation to get out of bed.
If you struggle with depression, you're not alone. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, and no matter the time of year, it may affect your behavioral or physical ability to live a happy life.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you're going through, and we're here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental wellness.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Everyone can help keep our roads safe. When I'm driving my truck, I'll remember to check my mirrors for smaller vehicles. And when you're on the road, try to avoid lingering in my blind spots. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the tragic updates in the shooting in D.C. outside of the Jewish Museum. And as I mentioned earlier, and we heard the soundbite from Judge Pirro, she will go for the death penalty, as she should, and we're happy to hear that. Sarah in Baltimore City, did you want to weigh in?
Yes. Hi, Kim. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
I'm just really sad about what happened to that couple. I also wanted to get your opinion on some of the commentary. I work in a very liberal higher ed environment, and some of the commentary yesterday, almost as though the couple had it coming, like they deserved. It was just so horrible to hear that kind of commentary. And I try to stay professional at work. I don't discuss politics with my clients or my coworkers, but I was just really disgusted and wishing that I had said something yesterday, because I'm just disgusted by
that. Yeah, well, Sarah, no, I absolutely know what you mean, and don't beat yourself up over it, because you're right, in that professional setting, who knows what, you know, what that could have caused later on, but, you know, just always keep in mind who those people are, you know what I mean? You take that mental note, but it is sad, you're right, I've seen lots of commentary where it's kind of like very flippant about the whole thing, and it's sad.
And then when I didn't know that young woman had crawled away, she tried to
fall away.
And that breaks my heart.
They were two
such wonderful young people with their whole lives ahead of them. And why does that have to be lumped in with TDS, right? Like people hate Trump so much, and then they have to start pontificating about that. And these are two lives, two beautiful people. I'm beside myself sometimes in this country with the way people think.
Yeah, Sarah, I'm right there with you. But like I said, don't beat yourself up over that. And hopefully this guy is really held accountable and he does receive the death penalty. And I hope that you have a good Memorial Day weekend, but your heart is in the right place for sure.
Thank you, Kim. Thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And when we get back, we'll continue on this conversation. But, you know, unfortunately, there are lots of people that are acting as though, like, you know, who cares? It doesn't matter. And I know the couple, they were supposed to get engaged, from what I heard, you know, coming here recently. And I'm a woman, so I keep thinking, you know, did Sarah even know that he was going to pop the question? Does she even know? It breaks your heart. We'll talk when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The FBI vowing to leave no stone unturned in its investigation of Wednesday night's deadly shooting outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. 30-year-old Elias Rodriguez of Chicago faces multiple charges in the attack and left two people dead. The Trump administration has revoked Harvard University's ability to enroll international students, the school responding by filing suit against the administration. The charred wreckage of a small plane that crashed in a San Diego neighborhood yesterday is being examined by investigators. At least three of the six people on board the plane were killed. Iran and the U.S. sitting down for a fifth round of negotiations over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program, with enrichment emerging as a key issue to talks now underway in Rome. Wall Street stocks opening sharply lower. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles come into the Red Sox series 16 under and 13 and a half back of the Yankees, but it could be worse. We could be in Colorado.
Two up, two down, and Jordan Beck, the last hope for the Rockies.
Fly ball, shallow left field. Kepler started back. Now he comes running in. He's under it. Makes the catch, and the ball game is over.
Phillies handing the Rockies their fifth straight loss, leaving Colorado 8-42 on the season. It's the worst 50-game start in Major League Baseball since the 1895 Louisville Colonels started at 7-43. Memorial Day weekend, of course, a big weekend for racing. The Indy 500 Sunday at 12:45 p.m. Joseph Newgarden, the two-time defending champ. And then the NASCAR Cup Series Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway at 6 p.m. Kyle Larson attempting for the second time to make history by joining John Andretti, Tony Stewart, Robbie Gordon, and Kurt Busch as the only drivers to take the green flag in both races on the same day. NCAA Lacrosse Final Four weekend at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The Kelly clan will be well represented. Junior defenseman J.K. Kelly and number one seed Cornell play Penn State Saturday at noon. Then fifth year senior Daniel Kelly and number two seed Maryland will clash with Syracuse at 2:30 p.m. And then finally, sophomore midfielder Iyasu Kelly and Dickinson will tangle with unbeaten Tufts in a Division III final on Sunday at 7 p.m. More than two dozen family members are expected to show up this weekend in Foxborough. Coming up in 30 minutes, a great Baltimore baseball sports writer has passed away. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are finally taking a break from the rain today. Actually, a nice mix of sun and clouds this afternoon. Little breezy with winds gusting in from the west up to 20 miles an hour, and definitely still kind of cool with temperatures in the upper 60s. Mostly clear and turning chilly tonight as lows fall back into the upper 40s. We've got sunshine to kick off your holiday weekend tomorrow. Still breezy and cool with highs in the upper 60s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
need. If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla Frosty flavors, they have some big news for you, announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, happy Friday. Don't forget, it is Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully you guys have something fun planned or just rest, you know? A little rest doesn't hurt. I like those. What do they call them? Staycations, I think is what the kids say. That's what the kids say. For the break, we were talking about, of course, the updates here with the tragic shooting in front of the Jewish Memorial. Scott, why do I keep saying that? I guess because it's Memorial Day weekend. Jewish Museum. And we did hear from Judge Pirro. She has not taken this lightly as well. I do have, and you know what? You guys are sending over some car facts. I'm going to read those in just a little bit after we finish this conversation here. John says, Kim, sadly, the narrative would be different if the shooter was a MAGA supporter. What a heartbreaking story. Our friend firefighter John. John, as always, thank you for your service. And you are so correct on that. If it was a MAGA supporter, yes, it would be someone totally different. We do have, let's see, Marty says, in a 24-hour period, a man murders two Israeli embassy staffers, and a woman is shot by security guards after crashing her car through the gates of the CIA headquarters. A week ago tomorrow, and left-wing, I don't know what that says here, blew himself up outside a fertility clinic. Last December, Luigi Mangione murdered a healthcare executive in cold blood. I believe we will see more violence as these terrorists will be viewed by the left as martyrs and not the murderers they are. Yeah, Marty. And, you know, and I think, Marty, I think it was you that brought it up yesterday. There are a lot of people online comparing Elias Rodriguez, who shot Sarah Yearn outside of the Jewish Museum. They're comparing him to Luigi Mangione. And, you know, I don't know what's wrong with these individuals today. I think this new generation is different, boy. It's not the generation I grew up with. That's for sure. I don't know why they harbor all these horrid feelings. I don't know why there are so many people today. And some people will say, and I know I got some calls yesterday, they'll say, you know, the anti-Semitism has always been there. It just wasn't out in the open. And this is coming from the Jewish community. My Jewish friends are saying this, and I believe them on that. But now it's like they're saying the quiet part out loud even. And I guess it's so shocking to me because I never once suspected it in 2025 we would be dealing with this stuff, considering how, you know, look, I know our country's not very united when it comes to politics, but my word, this is out of control. But, you know, you see it everywhere. With different groups of people. And I will say, even though you've got the LGBTQIA community, you know, they say, oh, well, if you don't support us and you're not including us and you're homophobic, you're transphobic. And I'm not any of those things. I'm one of those people where I just feel like, why do you have to be in this separate group? Like, why do you have to put yourself over here with your own little flag? Like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, why can't you just be with all of us with the American flag? Like, why do you need your own little carve out? To me, that's just, I guess I look at it as, you know, you're a bit narcissistic or you're, you know, very selfish. I don't understand why you feel the need to have this own little, you know, carve out for yourself and your little friends that, you know, have the same, I guess, and it's not even the same, right? Because LGBTQ, all the letters mean something different. So it's not even the same. I don't get that part of it. And then, of course, you know, it plays into politics because as you're running for office, which, you know, I've done this plenty of times, you'll get people on the team that are like, all right, well, here's what we have to do to go after the LGBTQ block of voters. And this is what we have to do to go to over and try to get the black voters. And here's how we're going to try to get the white suburban women voters. And it's so we all play into it as well, right? And so everybody stays divided in these little groups. And I think, Joe, I think you called yesterday and said that that has to come to an end. I agree. Let's see. It looks like I've got a caller here that wants to weigh in. Bill at Owings Mills. Bill, did you want to weigh in?
Yes. Hi. How are you? And happy Memorial Day weekend.
Same to you.
Hope it's fruitful for you.
Thank you.
What I wanted to say was there's a common denominator between watching. If you want to learn about people, just watch the way they drive on the highway. They drive like they have no brains. You know, they do outlandish things. You know, a car is a weapon when you drive recklessly. And there's a correlation between that and what the those two poor Jewish people suffered at the getting killed. And that's depraved indifference. You have so many people out there that really makes you scratch your head and wonder, these people have no moral compass. Forget about, they have no regard for their own life, let alone yours, and they don't think about the consequences of their actions. And the one that really bugs me is the one that said, well, I have to go about my day.
Yeah.
When the reporters ask, I mean, she should be terminated from her job.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that we live in a society where nobody has any regard for anybody else. And like I say, I see it every day by the way people drive. That tells me a lot about their personalities.
Yeah.
They don't care about you. They care about themselves. And you have so many people, well, you know, the instance you mentioned with that poor insurance man that got killed in Philadelphia, the healthcare
yep.
guy.
Yep.
And depraved indifference. And it's what's even more disturbing is you have people out there that try to defend the scum.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely
and, you
right.
You know, they really need to bring back, I'm sorry, under certain circumstances, I think the death penalty is well-deserved. And maybe it needs to send a lesson, a warning to people. I hope they make an example of this guy that killed these two people. What did they do to anybody else? They didn't do anything to anybody.
No.
This is disgusting.
It is. It is. Bill, thank you so much.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. And, you know, I never thought about that, the correlation between how people drive and with their personalities. I have had, you know, the thought of the way people vote and their personalities. I have had that thought. I think you got, you know, different types of personalities on both sides of the aisle. But when you find that somebody, you know, they'll vote for someone for a very selfish or self-centered reason. Like, you know, say somebody says, all right, remember we had Andy Ellis on the show this week. And he's in the Green Party. And it was good to hear from him. So we, you know, don't have to guess where he stands on the issues. But he was talking about reparations. And he was saying, and I, you know, we went over this time and time again after the call. He said that anybody that was wronged by the government should receive reparations. And I was thinking, wait, what? And, you know, like, it didn't make sense at all. But if you go to like his X feed or his social media pages, you could see where it sounded like that he believes that either him or somebody very close to him was wronged by the government. And maybe that's why he supports reparations. And that's why he's got that little note with it. And I just, you know, for me, and we do this on both sides. Yeah, this isn't a Democrat or Republican thing. Republicans do it all the time. I got mad at Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna because she was fighting for maternity leave for members of Congress. I'm like, what? That literally has to do with 0.0004% of congressional members and absolutely none of your constituents. So you're just kind of like, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh. Anyhow, I didn't put that two together, but you know what? You make a great point there, Bill. And Marty, you talked about the incident for the CIA headquarters. I had that on my show plan today. See, great minds think alike. Not much to say on it. It was a very short and small blur, but I would think that's because the CIA probably doesn't want to bring much attention to it because, again, you don't want any copycats. I did find this clip, though, on CNN. And it was a witness to the slaying of the couple in D.C., okay? Now, remember, this is a very young man, and he is college-aged, and he's sitting on this, you know, on this stage. CNN's got millions of viewers. I'm pretty sure that was not the most comfortable place to be, if that's not what you're used to. And really, I think he was there not just to talk about, you know, what he witnessed in D.C. in front of the Jewish Museum, but also to tell the host how he felt about everything. Take a listen to this exchange, because I was shocked. Take a listen.
As you go forward, with what you have seen, can you give us any sense, because you said you looked the shooter in the eyes, can you give us any sense of what you saw in him as he was sort of getting help and people were tending to him as if he too was a victim of seeing this?
Yeah, well, to be clear, I like heard about that part because we were in the secure room when he initially walked in. I just saw him screaming and then being handcuffed. But what I saw in his eyes, I mean, I went to Columbia for grad school, and I saw the same thing in his eyes as I saw in the eyes of all the protesters at Columbia. Nothing different between him and them.
But they did not create this horrific shooting. They did not, you know, they didn't shoot.
They gave permission. They gave the permission. And they have called for this. They have called for Intifada revolution, which is the same thing he yelled last night.
Do you worry that there will be a conflation, though, of the two, those people who are speaking their mind, who really care about what is happening in Gaza, and those people who are like this person who did this horrific shooting, who intend to do harm?
A conflation? I mean, they are calling for Intifada. At Columbia University, they call for Intifada constantly. They're not quietly. They're loud. They're loud. You can hear it. They make recordings of themselves. So what's the difference?
Are you afraid?
Yes.
What will we do about
afraid.
That?
We're all afraid. Everyone should be afraid.
What are you doing to try to make yourself feel safer?
Well, can you just go on and live your life? I'm a New Yorker. I remember 9/11. You can't let them make you be afraid. You have to go on. You have to live your life. And hopefully your government does things to protect you. Last night, our government failed us.
Jonathan Epstein, I know that they are going forward with this. There is expected to be charges in this case. We will see what happens, but I know you'll be watching and we'll talk to you again as this goes forward. Thank you so much, and I'm sorry that you had to witness what you did. Kate?
Now, listen to that. Listen to that. Now, that CNN host, I want to say her name is Sarah. The sad part about this is I should know her name. Because the one time I went on Abby Phillips' show, that one time I was on CNN not too long ago, she was there substituting for Abby. She was the host that night. I can't remember her name. That's just how horrible she was. But there she is. And she's grilling this guy. Jonathan Epstein is his name, by the way. Grilling this guy. Like first of all, like he didn't just witness one of the most awful, heinous crimes that we've had, I would say, in over a year now. He just witnessed this. And then she's like, well, do you feel safe? It's like, no, I don't feel safe. Are you sure that's the same look that those protesters at Columbia University, are you sure that's the same look they had in their eyes? He's like, yes. I mean, are you kidding me? But this is like when our caller Sarah, you know, when she called in, this is how some people are treating this situation. Like they brought it on themselves. Like they brought it on themselves. In her mind, and I'm not going to speak for her, but from that interview, it seems as though that in her mind, it's not anyone else's fault, but the fact that they're Jewish, and that's a shame. That's how she treated that conversation. Now, if this was different, because that CNN host, black woman, if this was two black people walking outside of the African American Museum and they were gunned down for simply being black, do you think that she would have questioned the witness that same way? I don't think she would have. I don't think she would have. I've got my friend Tom in Catonsville. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. I think the point I wanted to make is I think that, you know, for anybody who's not paying attention to this because it's, you know, it's anti-Semitism and they don't think it's going to affect them, I think they need to understand these people are all cut from the same cloth and they hate everything. Now, right now, anti-Semitism is their soup du jour. They're just focusing on that. But once they're done with that, they're going to move on to any other group they can find.
Yeah.
Catholics, Christians, gays, whatever. They don't look at them. They migrate. Their hate migrates from issue to issue to issue as the wind blows.
Right.
The people, we need to understand these people, especially the foreigners, need to be removed. I mean, if they're here, if they're coming in instigating problems, and I don't even care if they're just upset about air pollution, they don't need to come here and bother us with their troubles and their angst. They need to come here and study and then go home. And if they can't do that, they don't need to come in the first place. We're even finding out through USAID that we're actually paying to fund these people who are causing our problems, and then we have to pay to fix the problems. It's a bunch of garbage, and I'm so glad that it's all finally being exposed. And people who are not paying attention because they think it's anti-Semitism, I'm not Jewish, I don't know any Jewish people, it's not going to affect me, it's going to roll up to your front door one day soon if it doesn't get checked.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend.
You too, Kim. Thanks.
Thank you. And Tom's right. That's kind of how we treated this whole thing with the crime in the Baltimore region, right? We saw a ton of crime and violence in West Baltimore. Now all of a sudden we see a lot of it in Federal Hill and other areas. And the Federal Hill residents are like, I never saw this coming. I never thought it would be at my front door. It's like, really? Really? You never thought that? It never crossed your mind that they would run out of people to rob at gunpoint in West Baltimore and then they would migrate into your neighborhood? Never crossed your mind? And okay, all right, you know? But that's the same thing, same scenario. All right, we get back, we'll wrap up this conversation. Also, I want to present to you the question of the day. Kind of controversial, just a little bit. And then I also want to talk about the big, beautiful bill that did end up passing. It kind of goes along with the question of the day. Real quick, don't miss out on the Memorial Sale at Rescue Natural Supplements going on now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, you can enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, and buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites. Say big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 Omega-3S, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. So to order, all you have to do is call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And you can speak to a Rescue product consultant. You can also go online at res-q.com. Again, that's res-q.com. You don't want to miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, it's 2010 rollback prices, and the Memorial deals are going on now through May 29th. So go shop at res-q.com. Again, that's res-q.com.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
In response to Israel, Iran's top diplomat warned the Iranian foreign minister on X, writing, I have called on the international community to take effective preventive measures against the continuation of Israeli threats, which, if unchecked, will compel Iran to take special measures in defense of our nuclear facilities and materials. We are likewise of the firm conviction that in the event of any attack against the nuclear facilities of the Islamic Republic of Iran by the Zionist regime, the government of the United States shall bear legal responsibility, having been complicit there. You know what? Who gives a flying Adam Schiff what they think? Nobody cares.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and tariffs could cause inflation to make a devastating comeback. Are you ready for what more 2025 could bring? Will you sit on the sidelines and wait? Or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited bonus silver if you qualify. Help secure your future today. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to learn more. That's HannityGold.com or 855-815-GOLD. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to learn more. That's HannityGold.com or 855-815-GOLD.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
All right, we still got a lot to talk about today, so don't go anywhere. You probably saw the Trump administration is slapping Harvard around just a little bit. We'll talk about that. Also, the big, beautiful bill. We didn't really talk about it this week. We had so much going on, so we'll get into that. With that, and I did see the text here from you, Renee. It says, hey, Kim, where are all the liberals crying for gun control? It's interesting. They don't cry for it now. They didn't cry for it when Luigi Mangione was in New York. They don't cry for it when they actually like the person doing the shooting, right? Then they're not talking about gun control. But I do want to get to the question of the day. It is controversial. I'm not going to sit here and take it all in the chin. It's not all on me, okay? We've been reading a lot of the comments and a lot of things on social media. I saw another post on social media that I'll get into coming up in the next hour as well. But here's the question. And again, it goes with the big, beautiful bill. It's at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Andy Harris, yes, Congressman Andy Harris, should Andy Harris be primaried? Yes, that is the question of the day. Boy, oh boy, when you guys want to weigh in on social media, you go in. I like it, though. I do. It's entertaining. It's fun. I love it. I do like it. But that's the big question of the day, because you guys have been talking about this online all week on whether or not you actually appreciated the fact that Congressman Andy Harris wasn't really for the big, beautiful bill. And then when it was time to vote, he voted present. He did not vote yes or no. And so there are many of you chatting about, wondering, you know, why he didn't choose yes or no to begin with, right? It's like either you were for the big, beautiful bill, and if you weren't, you know, kind of be like Representative Thomas Massie, say that you weren't, right? But that, look, we're reading the tea leaves. We see what you're saying out there. That's the question of the day. WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Congressman Andy Harris be primaried? Now, I'll also say, and I'll get to this at the top of the hour with the post that I'm going to read to you from Jordana. And you probably remember Jordana Schifanelli. She ran for lieutenant governor with Dan Cox. She's weighing in on this as well, so we'll get to her comments. But there are some people talking about the fact that Congressman Andy Harris did say that he was for term limits and that he was going to limit himself. And then he kind of reneged on all that. And so some people are saying, well, look, if you were going to limit yourself and now you're voting present on this big, beautiful bill and you're not taking a stand at all, you know, maybe it's time to let somebody else sit in that seat. So again, go to WCBM.com. Poll question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Congressman Andy Harris be primary? We'll talk about that when we get back. The big, beautiful bill. Some of your tips here for my car shopping. Can't wait to read this. And then also so much more to talk about, because, again, this week we were talking about all these other things. And, of course, the tragedy happened. So let's get back on track. Let's get back on track and talk about the topics that are concerning to you.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.